Cliff, let's get into some of the forecasts, some of the things you're seeing over the last several months. What seems to be up there on your list for now through August, for example?
Through August, we're dealing with the beginning of the next phase of movement by the powers that be, and the culmination of something that's been going on for a while, which is the economic collapse. They've decided finally to pull the plug on that, and at the same time, they have left a few clues, as well as have taken direct action on the other component, which is the censorship and the ratcheting down on the internet. So through August, we'll see more of these attacks on the internet. In the beginning of the separation of the people, the way that was done with the management of the populations in Europe in the rise of the Nazi era.
Now, could this be the thinking part of people on the internet, or is it something that truly might be going on?
No, this is actually happening. I mean, starting, they leave a bunch of clues, and we're actually getting very good at being able to predict the powers that be activities, and so we don't directly report on them anymore in our reports the way we used to, simply because the danger that this knowledge represents. And, for instance, we predicted that the beginning of the new war would be triggered by an event on May 6th, and we had a 900-point-plus drop in 15 minutes on the Dow, which was this signal that was sent out. It was not an accident. It was not part of any, quote, natural trading cycle or anything like that. It was a deliberate act on the part of the Rothschilds to send out a signal to certain minions that certain events were about to occur. That happened on 5, 6, 10. If you look at the number series, you see that we had a series here on 7, 8, and 7, 9, 10, July 8th and 9th, respectively, in which we lost 79,000 or more bloggers on the internet. This process will continue all the way through November as part of a planned, programmed propaganda and speech control effort, and may indeed even relate to our data gap in the sense that the internet will be totally changed by November. And whether my site is on or any given site is going to be really depend on how they proceed to slice and dice. Some of the last things they'll mess with will be their political sphere, such as those things for Republicans and Democrats, the approved vehicles. But nonetheless, these are occurring. At the same time, we're seeing the larger, greater depression emerge over the course of August as certain derivatives are allowed to go sour.
So this propping up, this false propping up, is about ready to bust, isn't it?
It's falling apart, exactly. But it's doing so not because of its own weight, but because the powers that be have decided that this is the appropriate time. It has a lot to do with their view of magic and how numeracy and numerology and astrology and astronomy are all interconnected. And we have some of the weirdest astrological alignments in a long time through the first part of August and actually through the rest of this year. And they're taking advantage of that energy in a harmonization effort and will proceed along on their plans, according to our reports, that will lead to a rather nasty series of events from November 8th through 11th, and it actually probably will begin, as far as the people in the United States are concerned, on November 9th, because that is actually, again, 11, 9, 10, or numerological transformation of 9-11, 01.
Will this affect your ability? Let's say they begin to control the internet, which would then slow down some of the information that you've been able to grab and analyze.
It already has. We've lost Australia about 5 months ago in probably 9,000 major portals between Australia, New Zealand, and so on, and it sliced off a big chunk of our English language access. We're getting the same kind of an effect out of what's going on in Britain at the moment as well.
And this effect on what you do then is going to be dramatic as well, right?
Correct. It certainly will spell the end of our ability to do this level of work. Thus, my alternate career as a boat bum is looking better every day.
Oh, my God. You'd be on a boat. I'm going to try to grab as many forecasts from you as I can. The big concern for you is a twofold one. One is a major flare-up that has to do with the sun. I want you to tell us about that, and then I have to talk with you about what you see in November which is kind of frightening.
Yeah, the sun disease is got a spasm and it causes all problems through August and September. Again, actually, that level of energy is an, there's going to be an attempt by the powers that be to harmonize with that. There were all kinds of representatives out and about on this latest solar eclipse at all these strategic points around the planet. And we see that even the king of the world himself, or the soon-to-be titled king, David Rothschild, is out and about on Plastiki, sailing about through these particular areas in the South Pacific. All of that is just the strangest kind of a development, given the nature of who he is and the amount of money that went into that vessel and some of the other things going on with it. It is laughable, but it's
in a sad way.
Yeah, exactly. And the sun disease is going to cause any number of problems, and in fact is indeed at this point contributing to some of the strange weather we're having. Although the storms that knocked out electricity in D.C. are actually a offshoot and expected predictable side effect of the attempt to control and reduce the number of hurricanes that are coming up through the Gulf that's going on now through the HARP. And HARP is probably the cause of the recent collapse of the outer two layers of the atmosphere that are letting in more UV now and causing other problems. So it's all starting to coalesce, probably very meaningfully for the powers that be, but not too good for the rest of us. Your other guests that are out railing and ranting far more than I'm capable of are probably very accurate, but we've got to start focusing who we're really mad at, because the war has certainly been launched. We see a four-pronged attack. These unnatural natural disasters like the BP oil volcano unleashing, the clampdown on the internet, and the destruction of the energy flow that is basically that we call the economy. In spite of all of the happy talk and everything, the Rothschilds and their ilk have decided that the economy is going to tank in August globally.
What do they want, Cliff? What's
the bottom line? They want the conditions for all of us to accept the war in November 9th through the 11th, the conditions that occur on 9th through the 11th of November that lead to the Israeli attack and the subsequent global thermonuclear war. Although it may even be worse than that. They may actually unleash scalar weapons at that time.